And KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Friday. It's the 19th day of January for 2018. Well, topping the news today, as the flu season continues to slam the Golden State, local health officials are still strongly encouraging those who haven't received the vaccine to do it. Calaveras County Health Officer Dr. Dean Coleta says his office is actively monitoring the flu, and the mother load has not yet reached the severity level as some other areas of the state. According to Dr. Coleta, with the increase in influenza impacting many communities across the state, it's important to get a flu shot now if you haven't already done so. It takes about 2 weeks for the vaccine to be effective. Amador County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr echoes those same sentiments by adding the flu vaccine will prevent infection in a large number of cases. If the disease does occur after vaccination, the vaccine can reduce the severity of flu symptoms. Typically, peaking between December and February, the flu could linger this year well into May. Those at the highest risk for flu-related complications are pregnant women, children under 5, and people over 65 years of age. The flu vaccine is available in many locations across both Amador and Calaveras counties. For more details, contact your county health department or your primary caregiver.
Emergency crews rolled to a 2-car accident yesterday morning on Highway 49 near Meeks Lumber. According to CHP, a Ford pickup heading south on 49 turned into the center turn lane to enter the Meeks parking lot. A driver stopped in traffic, allowed the pickup to pull in front of them to go into Meeks. However, a Toyota pickup heading northbound did not see the Ford coming across the lane, and the two collided. Both vehicles wound up in the entryway to Meeks Lumber. The accident snarled traffic between Industry Boulevard and Jackson Gate Road for a short time. Fortunately, no injuries in the crash. CHP is investigating.
And the El Dorado National Forest is looking for your input. The forest will soon be submitting applications for off-highway vehicle funds for the upcoming grant cycle. Now, the Forest Service application will again include a strong emphasis on trail maintenance and repair, law enforcement across the four ranger districts, printing and distribution of the motor vehicle use maps. Restoration of impacted areas, planning, and education also will be included. In the past, grants have helped address trail repair and clearing of downed trees on over 300 miles of off-highway vehicle routes and law enforcement patrols on an additional 900 miles. Now, again, your input is requested. The Forest Service will be hosting an open house to talk more about this on February 6th from 4 to 7 at the El Dorado National Forest Supervisor's Office in Placerville. If you'd like more information, you can visit the Forest Service website.
Well, tickets on sale now for the Hospice of Amador and Calaveras 9th Annual Take a Chance on Love Valentine's Day Raffle. This year's deluxe prize features diamonds, sand, surf, mountains, and more. Tickets are only $10 a piece, 100 or more, and all your tickets are 2-for-1. Plus, you receive one voucher for a free dessert from the Murphy's Hotel or free appetizer from the Small Town Wine Bar in Amador City. And that's spend $100 or more. Now, the drawing will be held at 2 p.m. on Valentine's Day, Wednesday, February 14th, at the Jackson Hospice Thrift Store, and will be broadcast live here on KVGC. To purchase your tickets, call 223-5500, 736-9442, or either hospice's website.
And you can help the Amador Pregnancy Help Center win the annual Diaper Dash. The Diaper Dash is today. Now, if you've never heard of this annual competition, listen up. Each year, pregnancy centers from the San Joaquin Valley area compete to see who can raise the most diapers for their center in one day. Now, the pregnancy center's goal is to raise enough diapers to last the entire year. Last year, they distributed over 11,500 diapers. Since the center has a small storage space, they encourage you to give monetary donations or gift cards rather than large boxes of diapers, but they'll take everything. Remember, $1 equals 4 diapers in the diaper count. You can drop off your diapers or donation today from 1 to 6 The Amador Pregnancy Help Center is located at 1001 Broadway at the corner of Clinton and Broadway, across the street from the CHP office. And we will be talking with a member of the Amador Pregnancy Help Center coming up at noon today from the National Hotel.
Well, new to gardening in the foothills or interested in trying something different in your home garden and landscape? Pick up great tips on meeting those garden challenges at Introduction to Gardening in the Foothills, presented by the Master Gardeners of Amador County, Saturday, January 20th, or tomorrow. Information and methods of assessing your garden area, proper plant selection, as well as proper planting techniques will be discussed and demonstrated. For more information, call the Master Gardeners of Amador County, Tuesday through Thursday, 10 to noon at 223-6838, or email mgamador@ucdavis.edu.
And that's a quick look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning, the 19th day of the month of January. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm Jade.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.